Okay, we've just completed learning about how the mind enters into your body or is in your body or wherever it happens to be and what consciousness does. And I even gave you some ideas about what yogas can do, whether they can stop their hearts or get them going and all this stuff about choice and complementarity and you know how that all works now. So now we're going to be looking at something that's kind of implied by all that complementarity that I didn't quite really state very fully, but now we're going to state it head on. And that is, when you complementarily choose A and B, in a neuron case, remember, how can you be choosing to note your neuron is firing and note your neuron is not firing at the same time? Are A and B both choices available to you as if in parallel worlds? We're back in Twilight Zone time again. And remember the little paradoxical story about the magician who says you can choose R or you can choose R and L, but you know, if you choose R and L, I won't give you the $4 million, but if you choose R alone, all that kind of stuff. All that makes sense when we look into this other phase of all of this, which is called parallel realities, parallel universes, and we begin to inquire into the question, do you live in parallel universes or in one of them, all of them, none of the above? Okay, so what are parallel universes? Well, let me start off with a little quote. There is a theory which states that if ever anyone discovers exactly what the universe is for and why it is here, it will instantly disappear and be replaced by something even more bizarre and inexplicable. There's another theory which states this has already happened. That's Douglas Adams, the restaurant at the end of the universe. He's one of my favorite to quote. Let me give you another one, as long as I'm into quotes right now. No experience, ordinary, everyday, usual or unusual, whether impressions, ideas, dreams, visions, or memories, strange, bizarre, familiar, weird, psychotic, or sane, are objective facts. None of the above. Anyway, parallel worlds takes us into this never-never world, the world of the imaginal, but yet is a world so compelling that it is now led into a whole new way of doing and thinking and working with this thing we call quantum physics. It's led into new ways about thinking about, for example, time travel. It's led into new ways of thinking about even computers and how they operate. But what are these parallel universes? Why do we think they're important? Are they real? And even more important, what is it going to do with me? How is it going to change my life? What is it going to do to make my life any different? Do they affect me, my mind, the way I behave in some way? Well, first, let's talk a little bit about what they are. What exactly are parallel universes? Well, you know something? They've been in our consciousness for quite some time. Maybe some of you out there are Trekkies, you know, fans of the Star Trek series when it first came out, and where Captain Kirk, in beaming up, finds himself on a parallel universe spaceship in which the other characters are all evil renditions of their goodly renditions in the real, so-called real universe, in this parallel dark black universe, they're all evil, and Kirk is crossed over from one universe into the other. Meanwhile, his evil Kirk, just as he's gone into the evil universe, the evil Kirk has gone into the good universe. And in the good universe, because he's so evil and weird, all the good people lock him up in the brig on the spaceship Enterprise. But in the evil universe, Kirk, being a smarty pants, knows that he should behave in a certain way in order to not attract the attention to these evil, weird characters that are his same shipmates that he had before, but now they're all behaving this weird way. Nevertheless, he decides that he's going to change things and do the right thing or whatever. Anyway, it's a good story, but it's only a story. There are other stories in which there are doppelgangers, doubles that come in. Another person appears in place of you and does things that you wouldn't do. These are examples of how parallel realities can enter into what we call the so-called reality.